Good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Maybe not happy to have the first talk. Usually I write it during the talks. So I, but still nevertheless. I just remembered, as I said, I'm not woken up totally. But I'm working since 99 on this stuff with staffers in Hamburg, applied to staffers and became a member of Sam Mikeston. And the toolkit was what we had in the back end for in Java with now Apache license that is for the back end of the web office, right? And it's still used by OpenExchange on the back end and as a fork, unfortunately, but I forked it back. And ODF is the standard that they did once. And just to mention it, it was quite surprising because they said when we spice it anyway, then we can make an OASIS standard of it in an ISO standard. And it was such a wave that was the reason why Microsoft created their OXML standard. And just as an anecdote, first it was called OpenOffice XML, but then others, like Khalifa said, don't mention it like a product. Then we are just second citizen. So we have to make it the open document format. And Microsoft said, okay, we need a name, and from OpenOffice XML, they switched the first words. It was OpenOffice, Office Open XML. I was totally confused at the time. Okay, got 15 minutes. We're starting right away. The ODFTC, we are just, not seven draft, one was left. So, and Regina has to draw a little back. So from six people, we're just now more or less than five. And then three freelancers, and I'm one of the chairs. And Michael Stahl, who's not here, is one of the, aside of Regina, the most pushing member. Regina was usually the Zugpferd. I'm working these days mostly in electronic invoices where I make the money. There's an European standard for invoices, and commission pays me now for being editor there. And I'll tell you some slides there, because we can learn. It's two fields they should learn from it. So, and I have no real idea what Microsoft is doing there. And they, they implemented ODF 104 even already. I'm not sure about the quality of that. We have no tests at the standard level, also a problem. But it's very helpful to have them. And most of the work that we're doing is now interoperability, things that are missing in the file format for which exists in OXML. And think about a file format just like a glass of water, glass, where you can fill data in, right, and switch it all the time. And we just have to enlarge the glass to the other liquid, the features going in there. So we need some work, some assistance here somehow, and also maybe some big players and maybe some big ideas, and we have to do some big thing again. So, what is the standard, first of all? I have to say it again. It's very, very important, this blueprint, this like a cooking recipe, that all the things do the same thing. Like you give a recipe to a friend, and the cake should taste the same thing, or the same way, yeah? And that's the way, like DNF4 was a big, big success, even if America used the letter format. But it helps a lot to have usability, avoids lock-in, and you can save a lot of money there. And but we just have this file format, this shock frozen runtime, and we haven't standardized layout, we haven't standardized how the way it's allowed to change the format, and that's the next thing that I would like to do. So the other thing is the ODF toolkit, and the status that I'm missing the release, that there was some work on this electronic invoices. It should become a reference implementation. It's like in the back end without view, but it's like easy to hide the complexity of this file format, right? And I try to generate as much from the standard as possible. And this executive generation is a problem. And the standard status we published 4 years ago, ODF 1.3. 1.4 is already in the queue, should be soon be ported on an ISO. That's the next level. I usually explain that ISO is like the king standard, but to me it's a bit old system. We should renovate the system, but it's a different talk. Mahmoud. Think about the Mahmoud. Call for Mahmoud, and then you see that there are problems here. Okay, anyway. And Microsoft has this 1.4 support, there's a link in there. And we are just missing other reference implementation, like ODF. I need to fix the generation somehow. And we started work on ODF 1.5. And there's one thing I'd like, and then I realized I want to do not the usual slides. I just want to do something like, I'm 54, 3 something, and I said, I got 10 more years, but I want to do something. I want to kick ass, have fun, something like this. So I like to tell you, maybe I have to tell you that we have a problem, right? Maybe we are too busy in maintaining, doing small things that we forget to see a bigger picture, right? And I'd like to give you a wake-up call in the first talk. And I stole this, I reused it, links are here. And that's just the saying that we have no time to sharpen the saw because we have no time for it. We have to make the tree. So we have so much maintenance, so much customer work, but we have to do a big thing. And one big thing is, think of the browsers. All the browsers have the JavaScript, a DOM API. I don't say we make a syntax API, but they have an API, and nobody would come along and say, Firefox, I want a Firefox API, the real Mozilla API, do something totally different. Yes, it will break the internet. JavaScript works and all because they have an API. We do not have something like this. We do not have a conformance test that on this thing. So I'm asking you to consider, and this is the thing that I like to talk and like to polish up the argumentation to next time at the LibreOffice conference to come up with them in 17 minutes maybe with a better argument. But let's do a step back. What I learned so far, there are two things, the syntax and the semantic. When you go to a restaurant, international group, all get menu cards, and they're totally different. Right? There's somewhere written vino, there's wine and wine, yes. But in the end, this token refers to the same semantic. Maybe there's just one bottle at the table, okay? So we have, and this is like file formats, yes, it can be OXML, ODF, RTF, and if you load it in the office, it looks all the same, or it should. And the thing is, I'm telling you, this does not matter so much. We can exchange it. We can prove it. There's so much innovation in it, yes? We can go from final state document to change document, like we have Git commits, right? And we have to innovate. And we can go from XML back to a binary. I mean, text files are binary, guys, but it's so ubiquitous because there's a way to see them and analyze them through a way. Yeah? So we can go back to binary if we have a software that analyzes it, okay? And we do much more innovation. Automation, that's a word, I think. So, and that's exactly, look at, here's the semantic to XML. That's the way that European standards have, because we have two XML, UBL, UNCFact, whatever, call them AB, yes. But we have we name something, the invoice, and now it's very easy. We have a semantic, we map it. Yeah? We have two different documents, it's very simple. They have, say, the invoice number you can find here, and there's a lot of other information. So the gray stuff is the semantic, this is the XPath. And it's very simple, and I extracted it in most format, so you can have this mapping in a structured way, not in PDF. But all I'm saying you, when we at the standard at Oasis are always taking OXML missing pieces like data, the glass is not full enough, why don't we make a picture and create for OXML interoperability, this syntax binding between these formats. And we can do this first with large language model. It's commonly done, yes? There are companies giving a mapping, maybe not office mapping, but for invoicing this stuff for 20, 50 years. But, and this should be done. And we should have a formal way, like this, it can be in a table, but we have to share it. It's somewhere in the LibreOffice code hidden. It's there in ODF and OXML. And last Monday call, last week, we said we should write there that we have this new attribute because there in OXML we have the same thing. So they understand what's the meaning of it. Yes, we're looking for a name. And we should be very obvious that this purpose, they find another correspondent information there. And then I realized we need to put this together. We need to expand, yes. It's not enough to write only ODF syntax, like one menu card. We have to look at the whole restaurant, yeah, and look at the semantic, like. And so, so what I wanted to do is syntax is not the first citizen because you load it and then you filter it, it's gone. Yeah, but what exists is semantic. There's still the document, there's a table, and if I phone my mom, she's died, but if I phone someone, old people or something, and said, look, there's a paragraph, there's a table, there's an image, right? And then and the fourth is a paragraph as well. Then go to the third letter, and please delete it, because this is wrong, right? You will phone not by open the zip, go to content XML, go to office body text, go to... This is so much implementation detail. And the funny thing, when I do this by ordering this, it works for RTF, DocX, and it works for all the different work formats, because it's we abstract from the syntax going back to the semantic, and that's where we should build the API or anything. We should talk about the human API, and human semantic. And, for instance, insert table is a like a macro. There's the table is a two-dimensional array, and it's an anomaly in XML because this is a tree, so where the column has no cell and every row has a cell. So what you do is basically, when I tell you what the algorithm is, please insert the cell at the right insert the column at the right spot in E1, and then insert a cell at the right spot for each row. And we can define it on the grammar in the spec, like on XML. No, we don't. We would change it on XML, but it's the lingua franca, okay? We have to start it, but you would do it differently. But in the end, the same output would be, yes, the same layout, the same view. And that's the way, like, I would go further to not only define the final state, but only define changes based on XML changes. And also mapping, and also embrace the complexity of XML. We are all the custom. We all want to have this work in all formats. Yes, build an Office API that works also for Microsoft Office, if possible. Yes, so we must take it out the height of the code. And it's a runtime API, and the syntax is filtered way, semantic states. We need some semantic DOM. And the first step is to define the semantics. What's the table? And then later on we might even define what is the user changes, like insert this semantic table has, I said before, an insertion of a column. And you can have applied even to a markup, right? We understand what change would happen there. Okay, so. Yeah, I think I mentioned this all before. And the nice thing, if this works, you have something like an acid test in HTML, then you open a document and it tells you, it goes up very colorful and says, oh, the code form is 37%. And then we can have some test files and open up with Microsoft Office 1.Microsoft 365 and says, oh, sorry, the 1.4 support really sucks. Yes, it's close to nothing. So it's because nowadays you can do a little bit, tiny bit, and say, I am conformant now, I implemented audio of 1.4, but you have no idea. And I heard on the way to the cab that people, when it's not working, they blame the format. And if somebody, think of the glass, the information is in the glass, but the guy is not drinking it or not taking it out, and it's not in the, when you load an ODT, it does not open in Microsoft Office, then for the user, it's not Microsoft fault, it's the file format fault, so the switch up back to XML, all right? So we might to make it obvious that's not our fault, and to say, look, it's unspecified here, or this does not work, or we can say, this feature set is not implemented. We can name a certain feature set, like insert column, and say, you only when you go through certain loops and jump through it, you can really state that you implemented. I'm not sure why Microsoft is there, but I believe it's Great Britain who have a contract to implement them. And then the next level is to get a contract and say they have to to support this functionality, like then even like change tracking. They ignore change tracking. Yeah? And change tracking is just a list of changes, commits, right? The only difference between Git, let's say Git commits, and our change is like Git is by line based, and we would position something like the third thing that is a table needs an insert column, right? And what we would do is it's like a macro, a syntax, another menu card. We would transform it to our LibreOffice code. We don't have to hard implement it in there, right? We just have to map it, compile it over. So what might happen is in the end, we just load a test document, then like one user action. Put the user cursor here, make insert column. We would do one API call equivalent to this GUI change call, and then we can test the layout, what's already been done, but it's on the standard level. And like the bullets have not moved. Sometimes the bullets went away, and I have no way to prove it, right? And I just want to be certain. And the TC editors, we are keeping one version. We don't touch it. Then we are very certain that there's no break. I'm too afraid to switch all the latest version because I have no guarantee that my feature set that I need for specification works. And I want us all to have tests that I can guarantee, regression tests, that these layout features what I'm, or the feature set, enterprise features that I'm using is still available. And this is, I think, one of the biggest problems, this kind of trust. And then after this layout test, there's some magic in there. Then we save it, and very easy is then like insert column. Oh, it really, the column is in the right place. We can have a conformance test. And nowadays, your conformant ODF application, if you load it and save it conformant, this can be in byte array. Okay, it's ridiculous. So thank you very much. I'm 6 seconds. So it's that's the references, and I will improve by argumentation, by discussion, this talk to 70 minutes and be more logical next time. Thank you very much.